In CI News this week, parents urge high street pharmacies to stop giving sex swap drugs to teenagers. Newly released data shows 4% of all deaths in Belgium last year were from euthanasia. And a young woman who joined the online porn hosting platform OnlyFans at 18 warns teenagers against falling into the same trap. Hello, and welcome to CI News on the 10th of April. I'm Joanna Tim. Parents have urged high street pharmacies Boots and Rowlands to stop giving sex swap drugs to 16 and 17-year-olds. According to the Daily Telegraph, they are still fulfilling private prescriptions for estrogen and testosterone, despite the fact that Tesco, Asda and Morrisons have stopped doing so. The NHS recently stopped prescribing the drugs to new patients due to concerns over safety and limited evidence of any benefits. One mother fears her 17-year-old daughter may have been irreversibly harmed after Boots fulfilled her testosterone prescription from notorious overseas clinic gender GP. As if my daughter pumping wrong sex hormones prescribed by a disgraced online unregulated provider into her perfect, beautiful body wasn't bad enough, I then discovered that her prescriptions had been dispensed by a branch of Boots. 4% of deaths in Belgium last year resulted from euthanasia, official statistics show. A record 4,486 people were killed in 2025, 12.4% higher than 2024. A quarter of them were not terminally ill. Since the country legalised euthanasia in 2003, over 42,000 people have been killed by doctors. The legislation was expanded to include under-18s in 2014. Simon Calvert, Deputy Director at the Christian Institute, called Belgium's rise in euthanasia the result of a society that is promoting death instead of life. It's horrifying that thousands of people, many who are nowhere near a natural death, are being given lethal drugs by the very authorities that should be protecting them. Academics from the University of British Columbia have claimed parents have a moral duty to ensure their pregnant teenage daughters abort their babies. Professor Kimberly Brownlee and PhD student Alyssa Isaac argue that responsible adults, including medics, should view a child's impregnation as a malady and take steps to terminate it. In instances where a young person might interpret her pregnancy as a baby and feel love for it and a desire to be a mother, or where she believes that by having an abortion she is killing her baby, Brownlee and Isaac advocate the use of force. Author and philosopher Wesley J. Smith warned that the push for unlimited abortion access is now advancing beyond the issue of choice and described the author's rationale as totalitarian. Bioethicist Dr. Callum McKellar spoke with us about the extreme proposals.
Now, for the parents just to impose their will as is being suggested in this article and force their daughters to have an abortion is completely inappropriate. One thing is that's interesting is that the pro-abortion agenda is all about autonomy. So in Greek, autonomy means auto, that means myself, and nomos means making my laws or my decisions for myself. So this is the big slogan, my body, my choice. You get this as well in assisted dying debate when it says my life, my choice. It's all about me making my own choices. So that is really what is dominant in the pro-abortion debate. But it shows that in certain circumstances that they're prepared to put aside the possibility for a person to make their own decisions and impose on someone, parents imposing on their daughters the having an abortion.
In the UK, Parliament recently agreed to further liberalise abortion laws in England and Wales, which are already responsible for the deaths of more than a quarter of a million babies a year. And finally, a young woman who joined the online porn hosting platform OnlyFans, aged just 18, has warned other teenagers against falling into the same trap. Writing in the Daily Telegraph, Charlotte Devine explained that although she brainwashed herself into thinking sharing explicit photos was empowering, she went on to develop a drug addiction and could not escape her unhappiness. Now, after leaving both drugs and pornography behind, she warned girls that there is nothing empowering about messaging men old enough to be their father and those cheating on their wives. The person who I want to hear my story is a girl who's thinking about signing up to OnlyFans. It's all a lie. I was so depressed and broken. The shadow of the past 3 years will stretch far into my future. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thanks for watching. Have a blessed weekend.